All right, guys, live Friday right here. Yeah, we're on speakers. We're doing live Friday. It is holiday movie or holiday trivia here on another edition of Live Friday right here on Sterling Radio. We have some guest teachers that are going to be joining us today. We also have listeners this time around, which is nice. If you're listening on Channel 5, also we're streaming live on Ustream, so you can check us out there. Happy holidays, everybody, and also happy Hanukkah. We're halfway through Hanukkah, are we not? Is that accurate? That is correct. We are halfway through Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah to all those people out there. Here's how this edition of Fly Friday is going to work. Dave Litzis is on the board. Let's say about one time for Dave Litzis and the student of the month, Dave Litzis. Still has no idea who nominated him, and I will reveal that to him at graduation. He has an idea. Dave Litzis went live on Sterling Radio for the first time ever moments ago, and that was kind of a big deal. But we weren't recording it, so if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around, does it really make a sound? So if Dave Litzis is live on Sterling Radio and we're not recording it, was he really on Sterling Radio? Here's what's going to happen. Mr. McPherson is here. Oh, my God. Wow. Miss Sapizic is here. Wow. And coming soon, Mr. Greener will be joining us shortly. They are going to do a draft, a live draft right here on Sterling Radio of my Sterling students that are in my Radio 3 honors class. And we're going to do a round robin. I think McPherson, since he was here first, gets the first pick. Is that fair? Let's bring up I need somebody to unmute the following microphones. That's going to be Jared Tate. We're going to run over and unmute. Sure, sure. Oh, my God. Don't do that. That's called feedback. Bring those down a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Now let's try it. Try it again. One at a time. There you go.
Hello. Oh,
that's much better.
Hello.
All right. So now we have Paul McGrawdy on the mic.
Hello.
And also Ryan Smith, who's making cat noises. And that's kind of cool. But let's go to you, Paul McGrawdy, first. You were projected where in this draft? Where are you projected to go? What does your agent tell you?
I say first round.
First round pick.
I say first, definitely first or second round. Dean thinks he's higher ranked than he is, but I don't know.
John Krause is saying that he is a projected first round draft pick. Let's send it over to Jared Tabor, who's going over to table two.
I'd just like to say that Dean's projections are wildly wrong. First of all, he has Krause going one. I mean, all right, I can understand that.
So, Jared Tabor, if this is your draft and you get first pick, who's your first pick? And you can say you.
I would pick me.
That's very vain
of you. I'm going me every day of the week.
That's very vain of
However,
you.
However, Dean has me going very last. Mr. McPherson, what is up?
Do I have first pick? Is that official?
How should we do this? Should we Rochambeau it?
Yes, do Rochambeau.
I'm a lottery pick.
I'm the person like the way it's listed.
Okay.
I just want to start taking bribes.
All right, here we go. Mr. Greener's here. Let's give it up for Mr. Greener one time. All right, so I will let what we need to do is we need to have the teachers sit down in front of the microphones while we do our draft. So, students, slide over. All right, here we go. Here's the draft. Everybody in the room is open except for myself and Dave Litzis. Okay, one team is going to be heavy with people.
What are you saying?
Mine.
All right, everybody, yeah, fly behind me. Okay, here we go. Dave, shall we? Yeah, sure. All right, welcome to the show. Here's our draft music. Dave, I might need you to go down there and turn that down just a little bit. All right, let's go to Mr. McPherson. He's going to be your first round pick. Those two, yep. We're going to go to Mr. McPherson. Your first round draft pick.
With the first pick of the 2014 Christmas holiday trivia. Mr. McPherson selects Paul McGrawdy.
Paul McGrawdy, first round draft pick on Team McPherson.
Pauly Fortes.
We go over to Ms. Sapizic, your first round draft pick.
Gonna go Krause.
John Krause going in second overall. Not too shabby. Over to Mr. Greener. Mr. Greener.
I will take the shortest person.
The shortest person.
Oh, I was going to pick Bethany.
That would be Beth.
I'm going to tell you right now, Strauss, that was my diamond in the rough. I was trying to
The sleeper pick.
Yes. Only female in the class.
The sleeper pick. All right, Mr. McPherson. Are we going to go snake? So we want to do snake draft? We'll snake draft it. You get two. Go ahead.
I'll select the tallest person.
That would be Keith Moffitt. Over to Miss Sapezik. Already has John Krause on the team.
No, Ryan.
Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith. Squatch being taken in the second round. And now we're going to... And there's a lot of deliberation between Paul... Let that ride out. A lot of deliberation now between Mr. McPherson.
Okay. All right.
You have two picks, Mr. McPherson.
Two picks. Well, you took the tallest and the shortest, Mr. Greener. I'm going to go with the ugliest and go...
I can't play. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. we get two picks. In no particular order, we're going to go the two guys on the end there, Jared and Matt.
Jared Tabor and Matt Easterday.
You guys
don't get too close to Matt.
Who was third round.
Don't get too close to Matt because he is Captain Strep Throat.
Yeah, Matt, you can slide over once.
We do have masks, surgical masks for later. Over to you, Ms. Sapezik. You already have John Krause and Ryan Smith on your team. How much do you know about holiday trivia?
Is Dean as good as he says he is?
Probably not.
All right, we'll go Dean.
Dean we'll Troilo. Dean Troilo. Mr. Greener, you get two picks. The last pick, whoever's left. Oh, no, we should be good. Mr. Greener, two picks.
I'd like to take the shortest person again.
The shortest person. I think that's Nick Taylor.
Yeah.
Nicky Taylor. And now you get one more pick, Mr. Greener.
And I'll take the second shortest.
That would be Chris Tran. And now we are left with Josh Minert and Brian White, Ms. Sapezik. Your selection.
This is rough because I know both of you guys, sort of. So, well, I had Josh. I feel a lot of pressure right now.
There is
I'm
a lot.
Picking. You guys pick.
Brian.
White. Brian White it is. And so Josh Minert.
We'll take the last kid on the playground.
Yep. Josh is playing the role of me in every single sport and every single level of education that
Josh
I've ever
is
had.
Josh is going to carry this team, I'll tell you right now.
Okay, guys, here's how this is going to work. There is a whiteboard in front of you with a dry erase marker. You are once I ask the question, you are to write down your answer and then reveal. You have a very short period of time to do so. And we are going to start with general Christmas trivia for 10 points. Each question worth 10 points.
We don't ding in. We can all get the 10 points. Is that how it works?
You just kind of reveal your answer.
So it's not who does it the quickest.
No. You're just revealing said answer.
I'm ready to race.
As long as you write down your answer and speak your answer, because this is radio, into the microphone, you're going to be good to go. Dave, you ready? Teams, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, general Christmas trivia. Where was Mommy kissing Santa Claus? Where was Mommy kissing Santa Claus? A lot of writing. Dave, you are the unofficial judge, by the way. So you're like the tiebreaker guy. A lot of writing.
That's what I thought, too.
Mr. McPherson still writing. Ms. Sapezik done.
Done.
Greener done. Appears to be done.
Are there bonus points available for this answer?
Not yet. Okay. Whoa. Here we go. We'll go from left to right. Ms. Sapezik, what did you say?
I said underneath the mistletoe.
Underneath the mistletoe. Mr. McPherson.
We said underneath the mistletoe last night.
Okay. And Mr. Bonus. Greener.
Underneath the mistletoe last night.
Everybody gets 10 points. Very good. Very easy. Very good start for everybody. Everybody gets 10. Nice work all the way around. All right. Next question.
What are you guys right?
General Christmas trivia question number two. Also 10 points. What does Alvin want for Christmas? What does Alvin want for Christmas?
Trying to get some D's down the corner now.
Don't show that.
I feel like they're grading Mr. Greener on the spelling.
Yeah. A lot of deliberation here. Going back and forth. All right, here we go. Let's go over to Mr. Greener, Team Greener.
Hula hoop.
Hula hoop. Mr. McPherson.
I will give Paul McGrody credit. He was all over this with a hula hoop.
Hula hoop and Ms. Sapezik.
Our team also went hula hoop.
And everybody's correct so far. Everybody's batting 1,000 here. 20 points all the way around for everybody. Okay. Question number three, also worth 10 points. Which company was the first to use Santa Claus? Which soda company? Soft drink company was the first to use Santa Claus in an advertisement. Which soft drink company was the first to use Santa Claus in an advertisement? Is everybody done? Everybody's done? Everybody's got it?
I think so. Sapezik? Yeah, we're good.
Wow, that was quick. What's everybody got? Let's go to Mr. McPherson. What do you got?
I will give Jared Tabor credit for getting this one. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, Mrs. Pizik.
We also went Coca-Cola.
And Mr. Greener?
Coca-Cola.
And everybody is correct. Another 10 points. We're going to mix it up this time around. Here's some multiple guess. Multiple guess trivia right here. Which president, U.S. president, was the first to decorate the White House Christmas tree? Is it Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, or Franklin Pierce? Which U.S. president was the first to decorate the White House Christmas tree? Is it Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Ben Franklin, or Franklin Pierce? Everybody's tied to 30 points at this point. Dave Litzis knew this. Dave Litzis knew this. Dave Litzis never on the mic, but somehow he knows this. Unbelievable. Lots of writing. Matt Easterday, back from a week off. He's one of the casualties of this Toys for Tots stop, drop, and roll toy drive. He's a real trooper. He actually got strep throat from helping us donate 435 toys. That's awesome. Let's start with Mr. Pizik. Mr. Pizik, which U.S. president was the first to decorate the White House Christmas tree? Is it Lincoln, Washington, Franklin, or Pierce?
We said Pierce.
Pierce. Mr. McPherson.
We also said Pierce.
Mr. Greener.
Yes. I mean Pierce.
Everybody is correct with Franklin Pierce. Very good. Everybody has 40 points. Okay, another multiple guess question coming up. Which country did the gingerbread house come from? Is it Austria, Switzerland, Germany, or the United States? Which country did the gingerbread house come from? Is it Austria, Switzerland, Germany, or the United States? That's a good one. A lot of writing. 20 seconds. Which country did the gingerbread house come from? You cannot leave my class today not saying that you never learned anything today. And let's go to Mr. Greener. Mr. Greener, Austria, Switzerland, Germany, or the U.S., where did the gingerbread house come from?
Switzria.
Switzria. Mr. McPherson?
How do I follow that? We went with the same country that brought us Oktoberfest. I said Germany.
Germany?
We went Switzerland.
Switzerland. The correct answer is Germany. Germany. Mr. McPherson takes the lead.
That was Jared. Jared and Matt.
Jared and Matt, Captain Strep Throat. All right, here we go. Straight up answer. No multiple guesses this time around. What kind of Christmas does Elvis Presley sing about? Yeah, this is a slam dunk. Everybody's done writing. Everybody good? Everybody's good? All right, let's go with the leaders. McPherson, what do you got?
We have a blue Christmas.
Mr. Pizik.
We also said blue.
Mr. Greener.
Blue Christmas.
Well played. Everybody gets 10 points. That's nice work out of you. All right. To update the scores, Mr. McPherson in the lead on the gingerbread house question. Nice work to Jared Tabor and Captain Surgical Mask over there. We are going to go back to multiple guests. Here is your question for 10 points. In what year was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens published? Is it 1765, 1843, 1860, or 1906? Again, your answers. 1765, 1843, 1860 or 1906? '1865, '1843, '1860, or '1906. And what year was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens published? We're going to start with, let's start with Ms. Zapisic with 50 points. Team Zapisic, what do you have?
We said 1843.
1843. Mr. Greener.
Time was up.
No, no, no.
1860.
Mr. McPherson.
We had 1860 as well, even though we wrote all answers down on our board. Just so technically we have the right answer written.
But, well played. I don't really have an answer. I don't really have a response to that. The correct answer is, what is 1843?
Woo!
Mrs. Zapisic.
Good job, Ryan.
Team Zapisic.
I object.
Overruled. It's good effort, though.
She works in the cafe.
Okay. Here we go. Update the score. McPherson and Zapisic tied with 60. Greener, just one question behind with 50 points. Here we go. Question number 8. What is the name of the Grinch's dog in the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Can we just talk about this in access
today? This is, apparently this is a very easy question. Let's go with Team Greener. Everybody's done, so we're going to... Yeah. We're good?
Max.
Mr. Max Pearson.
Max.
Yes.
Max.
Yeah, very good. Everybody gets 10 points. That's good work out of everybody. Well done. All right, here we go.
A little McPherson trivia. That was the name of my first dog.
Was
it?
Wow.
Very popular dog name.
Look at that. Does anybody else have a Max story before we move on? Everybody good?
I am Max.
I'd like to take it to the Max.
I'm feeling on that one. All right, here we go. Question number 9. Where was A Christmas Carol written? Where was it written? What country and where? What country was A Christmas Carol written? Ms. Zapisic writing stuff down. She's confident. She's also showing her answer to Mr. McPherson's team. But Josh isn't paying attention. So it works out. Which country was A Christmas Carol written? We need our bell. We need our correct answer bell.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go with Mrs. Pizik. Where was A Christmas Carol written? What country did you select?
Yeah.
We selected England.
England. Mr. McPherson.
We had England as well.
Mr. Greener.
Jolly old England.
I will give everybody credit for that. United Kingdom. It's close enough, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll work. Yeah, let's do that. Of course it is. It's the same thing. Here we go. Everybody gets 10 points. That's good work. Good work.
Yeah.
All right, now these questions are going to start getting harder.
What?
We can throw out page 1. Here we go, page 2. McPherson and Zapisic tied at 80. Greener, 70 points. Here we go, question number 10. Which reindeer helps Rudolph fly at the reindeer games? Which reindeer helps Rudolph fly at the reindeer games?
Oh, boy. I can see it, man. I can see it.
It's off the show. It's off the show. Which reindeer helps Rudolph fly at the reindeer games?
I can picture it.
It's a good one.
Pretty sure. Well, the movie. It was on TV. You know, back in the old days.
Paul's still writing stuff down. Mr. Pizik, do you have your answer?
We're good.
Let's start with Team Greener, trailing by 10 points right now. Your answer.
Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Even though
it says Blitzer. Something for our radio audience that you can't see at home. It says Blitzer. Mr. McPherson.
We went with Comet.
Comet. Ms. Zapisic.
We went Dasher.
We went Dasher. And you know what, guys? Guess what?
We're all wrong.
You're all wrong. Hello, Clarice. Clarice.
That was his girlfriend.
Is the correct answer.
Oh, that's when she kisses him and then he flies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right. Sticking with the Rudolph theme, question number 11. Here we go, everybody. No points. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. Anybody? Name the film?
Billy Madison
quote. Okay, very good. Just want to see who's paying attention. Which reindeer is Rudolph's dad? Which reindeer is Rudolph's dad?
Mr. Rudolph.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
It can't be Santa.
No, I guess.
You have 15 seconds to write down your response.
Is it one of the eight?
I'm sorry?
Is it one of the eight?
We would like to request a hint.
Your request has been denied.
Not even, like, without even asking.
Your request has been denied. No, we cannot give. Is it one of the eight?
Yes.
I am not at liberty to discuss that.
That's unfortunate.
For you. It's Robert. Let's go to Mrs. Pizek. Tied for the lead right now.
We kept the same answer, Dasher, because we had no idea.
Dasher, because they have no idea.
We as well kept the same answer, Comet.
And
the test results are back. Donner, you are the father.
Greener, you guys have just tied the game. Congratulations.
Oh, Donner.
That's good work out of you.
I know.
Jerry.
That's Maury Povich.
It's Mopo?
Yeah, it's
Mopo.
Mopo
does that one? Okay.
I'm sad that I know that.
Which Christmas movie has been played more than any other?
Oh, that's easy.
Which Christmas movie has been played more than any other? Which Christmas movie has been played more than any other? It's a good one. A lot of movies out there. Some would say. I cannot answer that.
That's like a legit question.
Okay, here we go. Let's go with Mr. Greener. Mr. Greener, you've just tied the game. Let's see if you can ride the momentum.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. Mr. McPherson.
We as well said A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. Mrs. Pizek.
We said the same.
Everybody went with that, and you're all wrong. What is It's a Wonderful Life?
I forgot all about that one.
I said that, but they don't play that
24 hours. That's what I just said.
Here we go. We have five more questions in this round, then we switch it over to something else. Okay, here's your next question. What is the name of Scrooge's dead business partner? First and last name. First and last name. We need the first and last name of Scrooge's dead business partner.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm saying.
She knows.
I think I do.
Uh-oh, McPherson. Team McPherson is struggle city right now. Paul, head in his hands, throws the marker.
Paul watched this movie this morning.
He watched the movie this morning, apparently, but he does not know. It was Kermit. Very good. Miss Apizek.
Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley. Mr. Greener.
Jacob Marley. Marley.
We were close with Bob Marley.
You're close, but definitely wrong. Congratulations to Zapizek and Greener. You guys each get 10 points. And for the first time in today's game, Ms. Zapizek, or Mr. McPherson, your team trails. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, bottom line is that's a question that the first pick overall has to come up strong with.
Wow. I think Paul McGrory is getting birthday boy getting called out over there. He can vote now, so just be careful.
Especially since he watched it Zero Block.
Yeah.
He's so mad with himself.
He knows it was
right
Kermit the Frog.
It was Kermit the Frog.
No, it wasn't.
It was not Kermit.
Kermit was the other guy.
They're saying it's Kermit.
Next question.
Next question.
Yeah. Bob Cratchit.
Let's get everybody back in here.
Bob Cratchit.
Who tried to steal Christmas from the Who's of Whoville in the 1966 cartoon based on the Dr. Seuss story?
Really?
Yeah. I just want a team to be at the century mark, to be honest with you. Beth is having a heart attack. Somebody get the, AED device in here. There's one right down the hall.
What did you say?
AED?
AED. I thought you said ADD. I was like, something.
Yeah, I have the ADD device. Trust me. All right, let's go to Mr. McPherson.
We went with the Grinch.
The Grinch, Ms. Sapezik.
We also said the Grinch.
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
And you are all correct. A nice work out of everybody. Everybody gets points on that one. The score update.
I think I might know what the first answer
McPherson, yes. Second place with 90. Sapezik and Green are tied with 100. Here we go. What Christmas food is made from marsh warts? I'll give you, it's multiple guess.
Oh, okay.
What Christmas food is made from marsh warts? Is it stuffing, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, or cranberry sauce? What Christmas food is made from marsh warts? Stuffing, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, or cranberry sauce?
None of which I eat.
You don't eat stuffing, Mr. McPherson?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, it's a violation. Your son eats marshmallows.
What were the choices again?
The choices are stuffing, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, or cranberry sauce.
Yep, I agree.
Let's go to Mr. McPherson. Wait, we're holding.
There would be a B there. We're in the process of writing it, but can I just say it?
That's like brown sugar and stuff.
We'll give you some more time. We'll give you a little bit more time. There's still a lot of debating going on here.
I don't know anymore. I feel like that's too obvious.
We good? Everybody good? Oh, nope. Sapezik still writing stuff down, conversing with Brian White. What Christmas food is made from marsh warts? Is it stuffing, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, or cranberry sauce?
Okay, cranberry sauce. I feel like you're right. I'm really mad.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Mr. Greener on my right. Team Greener. Team Greener.
We're going to go with cranberry sauce.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys heard that or not, but I think he said cranberry sauce. Mr. McPherson.
We also want cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
We went marshmallow. We had no idea.
Marshmallow. Welcome to second place. The correct answer is cranberry sauce. Greener. Greener gets 110 points. Mr. McPherson and Ms. Sapezik now tied with 100. These next two questions are both worth 10 points. We are diving into Christmas geography, if that's possible. Here we go. Which ocean is Christmas Island located in? Which ocean? You have a 1 in 5 shot, 6 shot maybe?
Hmm?
How many oceans are there?
4 shots.
What?
There's 4 oceans.
There's 4 oceans? Yeah, this is why I host and I don't play. Which ocean is Christmas Island located in? McPherson emphatically throwing down the pit. You're confident in this one, huh?
Not really.
Fair enough. Which ocean is Christmas Island?
Misfit Island.
The island of Misfit Toys.
Toys, correct.
I don't believe they're the same place.
No, that's what I was thinking when I answered.
Let's go to Mr. McPherson. Reveal your answer, please, sir.
I don't know. I might have this confused with the island of Misfit Toys now. But I went with our team.
We, Goose?
Went with the Arctic Ocean.
The Arctic Ocean. Let's go.
That's not even spelled right.
There's this ARCTIC. They went ARTIC.
That's the reason I'm a math teacher.
Yeah. By the way, we are represented by the math department today, Ms. Sapezik, Mr. McPherson, and Mr. Greener. Ms. Sapezik, your answer. Which ocean is Christmas Island located?
They said Arctic as well.
They said Arctic.
Spelled great.
They also said Arctic.
Arctic. The Arctic Ocean. You guys are actually all incorrect. Incorrect. What is the Indian Ocean? The Indian Ocean.
Guess.
That would have been my last guess, too.
Yeah, I mean, one would think that would be, logic would say that. Last question of the 10-point variety. This is also a Christmas geography question. Which continent is the turkey from? Everybody eats turkey. Which continent is turkey actually from?
Africa.
Everybody eats turkey. Love to eat turkey, because it's good. Love to eat turkey, like a good boy should.
Which one? This one?
Yeah,
I think so.
If you're not hungry before this, you should be soon. Because
yeah,
we're talking a lot of food recently.
Continent.
I'm feeling that,
girl. All right. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, let's go to Mr. Greener.
T-H-A-T.
Greener. Which continent is the turkey from?
Europe.
Europe. Let's go to Mrs. Pizek.
We said North America.
North America. Mr. McPherson.
We said Asia.
Asia. Ooh. Guess what, guys?
We're all wrong.
No way.
It's Africa?
Yeah. You're all wrong.
What?
What is South America? South America.
Turkey is
Asia. I was the closest. I feel I should get half the points.
There you go.
I agree. You got half.
South America is actually Mr. McPherson. No, that's Africa is your favorite in Risk.
It is. It is.
Yes, that's where he lives in Risk, which should happen very soon, by the way.
I spent the game down in Africa.
Here's what we're going to do. Each one of these is going to be worth 5 points. We're going to do Name That Tune. I'm going to give you the lyrics. You're going to tell me the name of the song.
I'm all over this.
This is all traditional holiday music. Traditional holiday music. Okay. Round yon virgin mother and child, name the song. Round yon virgin mother and child, name the song. Everybody sing it in their heads.
Oh, okay. That sounds.
No, no.
20 seconds. Round yon virgin mother and child, name the song. Paul changing his answer. Everybody's singing it.
Also,
Team Zapizic is a little out of tune.
Right, yeah.
Paul had the wrong answer.
All right, let's go to Mr. Greener. Leading right now with 110 points. Mr. Greener.
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Mr. McPherson.
Holy Night.
Close enough?
No, I said Silent
Night. Yeah, fair enough. Mr. Zapizic.
Also Silent Night.
Silent Night. There was a little trepidation there. You guys were a little confused there for a minute.
Well, we didn't realize they were talking about the same song.
That's going to happen. Nice work. Everybody gets 5 points. 5 points. But we'll make that one worth 10 because I already put 10 points up on the board. All right. Here we go. Number two. Bearing gifts, we traverse afar. Bearing gifts, we traverse afar. Traditional holiday music.
It doesn't help that you're playing the Jeopardy theme.
Yeah, it's very hard to
use. Is up far like Mr. Far?
Yes. Yes. You do not.
Again.
I don't do anything in tune. This is a very difficult. I'm going to keep this one worth 10.
Can you say the lyrics again?
Bearing gifts, we traverse afar.
That's all I got. I cannot think of it at the moment. I have baby brain. My brain is mush.
That makes sense.
Well, you're thinking for two.
And it's not going well.
If you look at her team, she's really thinking for five.
Wow.
I stand by
wow.
my team, okay?
Wow. That just happened.
You have the
happened.
Same points.
Yeah.
That just happened. Let's go over to Mr. Greener. Bearing gifts, we traverse afar. Not Dan Farr.
We three kings.
We three kings.
We three kings.
No, I'm kidding. I don't have an answer.
We three kings. We three kings. Mr. Pizek.
We couldn't come up with the answer.
Nothing. The correct Green answer is we three kings. Team Greener.
And you guys. Now you guys are ahead of us.
Team McPherson.
Sole possession is second.
Next time.
Team Zapizek. And we now have a clear and definitive first, second, third. Greener in first. McPherson
like
in second. And Zapizek in third. This one is a slam dunk. Let's go without the Jeopardy theme music to help everybody concentrate here a little bit. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Everybody's singing it in their heads. It's like library quiet in here. It's like library and quiet in here. Use the mic, dude. Use the mic. Yeah.
I was just asking you first. Yeah. Are we going to raise the points?
No, hold on.
Okay. What about the points?
Are we going to raise them?
Wait, I think it's...
Soon we will.
Okay.
Very soon. And heaven and nature sing. Here we go.
Yeah.
Greener's done. Zapizek is done.
Can you say it again?
What's the line again? What's the lyric again?
And heaven and nature sing.
I think it's that.
And heaven and nature sing. There's some deliberation between
Yes. Hand right. off the marker.
Okay. Reveal your answer, Ms. Sapezik, if you don't mind.
You said Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, Mr. Greener.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World.
Everybody wins. That's nice work out of everybody here.
Good job, man. Nice work.
Maddie Easterday was all over that one.
Paul, you sang it yesterday. What did you think it was?
Dude, I don't know. Because we sang all those.
Let's go.
Everything's mixed in my head.
Mr. K.
Mr. K is here. Mr. K is popping in right now. One time for Mr. K. Holiday Trivia live on Sterling Radio. All right, here we go. He's just seeing what's going on here. He's just stopping by. But more importantly, stay classy. Tis the season to be jolly. Tis the season to be jolly. Name the tune. Tis the season to be jolly. McPherson buzzing in. Everybody writing feverishly. As soon as you're... they're good. Markers are down. Everybody's good. Mr. McPherson, what do you have? Tis the season to be jolly.
Take it, Russ. Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. Ms. Pizik.
Also said Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. And Mr. Greener.
Okay, we're saying Deck the Hall.
It all depends on the version.
Because she said
everybody's right. Everybody's right. Everybody wins on that one. Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. Here we go. Next one. God and Sinners Reconciled. God and Sinners Reconciled. Beth has already grabbed. She already knows. God and Sinners Reconciled. McPherson just messed up his hair. Paul covering his face with the whiteboard to not give away any hints. God and Sinners Reconciled. Chris Tran calling out Paul McGrody, saying the worst pick in history. But is he accurate? That is the question. See who's checking us out on Twitter right now, at Knights Radio. If you're... No, it's just people favoriting my tweets that are in my class.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
It's good work out of you guys. All right, here we go. Let's go over to Ms. Sapezik. Ms. Sapezik, got it. They're not ready yet.
We know the song, but I can't think of the name.
So I'm saying we sang through it.
Yeah, and the ironic part about this whole thing is that the holiday concert was the last 2 days here at Sterling.
Which is precisely why Paul was my first overall pick.
Right.
This is where the strategy came in.
Right. And how do you feel that Paul is performing as the number one overall pick there, Coach?
In the Christmas Carol sections, he's been strong, with the exception of one song where Matt Easterday picked us up.
Okay, well, that's good, because Matt Easterday hasn't been here in like a week, so hopefully he was home studying.
Christmas Carol's while he's been home.
And he's got that going for him.
Which is nice.
Which is nice.
I heard he was sick.
That is true. It's truthful. Speaking of Mr. Greener, what is your answer? God and Sinners Reconciled.
Hark the Herald Angels.
Okay. Mr. McPherson.
We had as well Hark the Herald Angels.
Ms. Sapezik.
We did not.
You did not.
We were wrong. So.
Well, good news. Mr. Greener, you get 10 points. And Mr. McPherson, you also get 10 points. You have increased your lead to 20 points over Ms. Sapezik. You've climbed
now
within 10 points of Mr. Greener. Here's your next one. Joyful and Triumphant. Joyful and Triumphant. Here's your next one. Name that tune.
Yes.
Boom.
Finally.
Boom.
Is Pizek done?
If that's the actual name.
Beth writing for Team Greener. Paul McGrody writing for Team McPherson. Beth writing a lot. Writing like a War and Peace novel over there. Joyful and Triumphant. Let's go to Mr. Greener. Mr. Greener, you're leading by 10 points. What's your answer?
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Mr. McPherson.
Joyful and Triumphant.
Indeed. And Ms. Sapezik.
Come all ye faithful.
There you go. Perfect. Everybody gets it. That's good work at everybody all the way around. And you got a buzzer out of Dave Blitzes, so that's always a good thing. Here we go. Let's go with this one. Oh, Tidings of Comfort and Joy. Oh, Tidings of Comfort and Joy. Matt Easterday getting up for Team McPherson.
Matt Easterday's on.
Matt Easterday. Here is the quote. The line is, "Oh, Tidings of Comfort and Joy." Ryan Smith singing along. Dean, a second-round draft pick.
Could you please read the lyric one more time?
The lyric one more time. "Oh, Tidings of Comfort and Joy." Oh, Tidings of Comfort and Joy. and joy.
Could you sing it?
I could, but I won't. Lots of deliberation. I like this. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. I would like to note for our radio listening audience that there are no cell phones out at this point, which is a good thing. Not only is it against school policy, but it's kind of a violation in terms of trivia. Mm. It's not trivia crack. This is Holiday Sterling Radio Trivia Crack, which I am playing, but I have not played a game yet.
You need to play.
I know. I'm afraid to start. Hence the name, Trivia Crack. I heard it's bad. Here we go.
Wait, no. What's this wait, wait, no?
What's this? Yeah, what's this wait, wait, no stuff?
Right?
Yeah.
Don't show it. What are you
doing?
All
right, doing? Just up. I'm not. Oh, okay. I put everything away so nobody can say I'm copying anything
right.
anymore.
All right. Write something down. Chris Tran chiming in. Chris Tran, we're going to go to movies pretty soon, in which case Chris Tran is completely irrelevant. All right, here we go. Let's go to Miss Apizek.
We said we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. You said we wish you a Merry Christmas. Mr. McPherson.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
And Mr. Greener.
Born to be wild, Steppenwolf.
Very good. Mr. McPherson, you get 10 points and you tie the game at 170. Good work out of you.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
All right, last one in traditional holiday music.
Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas.
This one will do worth 15 points.
Tidings of comfort
15 pointer right here.
I don't know, but he was all about it. Singing it sounded right.
Here we go.
A concert here if you can't hear that in radio land.
Yeah, it's 15 points for this one. This is the last one in traditional holiday music. This could really...
This is a 15-pointer?
It's a 15-pointer.
He did. It sounds good.
On a cold winter's night that was so deep. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. 15 points at stake here before we switch over to modern holiday music coming up next. For all of you modern holiday music lovers out there.
Can you say it again, please,
Mr. Strauss?
I
can. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Team Greener has an answer. Or they have something written down. That's a start. It's a 15-pointer.
Why is this 15?
Because I'm the host and I can do what I want. That's what...
I have no idea. I can't even place it.
They're changing their answers now. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. A lot of people thinking.
What are you doing, McPherson?
McPherson is meditating. Is McPherson awake? Oh, there he is.
I'm going through songs.
I was like, what are you looking at?
Do you have it?
No, I don't know. I thought you were trying to cheat.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm Googling it.
I have no idea.
All right, let's go to Miss Apizek.
No,
anything?
Nope. Big nothing.
Big nothing. So you get nothing for that. Mr. McPherson.
They got nothing.
I'm going to kick myself when I hear it, but we have nothing.
Okay. Mr. Greener, the only one that wrote something down.
Noel.
What do you think, Mr. Litzis? Do you think we can
think we can
accept that?
We were the first ones to answer Noel.
There you go. We'll give it to you. The first Noel. Very good. That's 15 points.
You should give him 7.5 points. They only got half of it.
All right. Now, we're going to switch over very quickly to modern holiday music. Modern holiday music. Name that tune. Here we go. These are songs that are more modern, not the traditional flavoring. Let's go with this one. Think of all the fellows that I haven't kissed. Think of all the fellows that I haven't kissed. Name the tune. Beth knows it. Well, she thinks she knows it. Paul McGrody writing something
there. Artist too.
I can't do it without, like, he just says it.
Think of all the fellows that I haven't kissed.
Yeah.
Paul almost gave it away. He almost gave it away to Team Zapizek.
I stopped myself. We're struggling right now.
All right. Let's go over to. Dean.
Like 15 minutes.
Start writing something down now, because I'll go around. Wait. Yeah, that's why I'm going to wait. 5 seconds. Four. Three. They're writing something down. I'm not sure what they're writing. We'll find out in a moment. And, okay, let's go to Mr. Greener.
Does he have an answer?
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. Mr. McPherson.
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. And
we came up with Santa Baby.
Dean Troilo comes up in the clutch. Everybody is awarded points for this one. That's good work out of you guys. To update the scoring, Mr. Greener in first place with a .195. Mr. McPherson trailing by 15 at 180. And Mrs. Pizek, not out of it yet, but they're getting close at 150.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Here we go.
Peter.
Let's go. Somebody snitched on me. Somebody snitched on me. Somebody snitched on me. This is for 10 points.
We just heard it today.
Dave Litzis has never heard of this before. All right, here we go. Let's go to Teams of Pizek, trailing.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Okay. Mr. McPherson.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
There you go.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
There you go. Correct. Everybody wins. Everybody wins all the way around.
In the car this morning.
Mr. Greener, the first team to crack the double century mark at 205 points. Congratulations. Been drinking too much eggnog. Been drinking too much eggnog. Been drinking too much eggnog. For 10 points.
No, I don't know songs like this. I'm good with movies.
This is Brian's category.
You got the B side?
No, the B side.
There will be a final Jeopardy question in roughly 4 minutes. So we'll do this until 10:35. There will be one question where you can wager as many as of your points as you want. The category will be announced shortly.
I stand by my choice.
Okay.
I heard that in the radio this morning, too. Christmas CD this morning.
I don't remember that part.
I do. I would sing it.
All right, let's go to Miss Apizek. Miss Apizek.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Mr. McGrory.
Or grandma.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Mr.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
You are all correct. That's good work out of you. Been drinking too much eggnog. Eggnog is calorie-free, by the way.
It's delicious.
It's delicious, but don't look at the nutritional facts on the back.
I don't.
Don't ever do that.
I don't look at any of them on anything.
It's my general rule about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never do.
That's about right. Let's go with this one. Come on, it's lovely weather.
What is it?
Come on, it's lovely weather.
Oh.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, it's lovely weather. Should I show Dave the answer there so we can get ready on the buzzer?
I think so. I'm not actually not 100%.
3 minutes left in this round before we get to Final Jeopardy, which will go very quickly because we're almost at the end of the block.
What happened to the movies?
Patience, young grasshopper. All right, let's go to Mrs. Pizek.
He said sleigh ride.
Sleigh ride, Mr. McPherson.
We went Baby It's Cold Outside.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
Sleigh ride.
The correct answer is sleigh ride. Sleigh ride. So Zapizic and Greener each get some points here. Let's make this the last question.
Adam in about it.
Huh? Go ahead, Daddy Buckets.
Let's go with this. This is going to be the last question in the modern holiday music category.
Did you hear me sing it?
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. This is the last question before we get to Final Jeopardy or final holiday trivia.
There's another one. I'm going to kick myself when I hear what it is.
Is it what you write down?
Basically. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Yeah.
We may have a live Friday next Tuesday. We'll see what happens. So for everybody listening.
Is that a live Tuesday?
That'd be a live Tuesday. Hashtag live Tuesday. Why not, right? Follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. No. At Knights Radio. Also on Instagram and Facebook. Shameless plug right there. Good luck to the girls and boys basketball teams as they start their 2014-2015 campaigns today against Audubon. Ryan Smith. It's a W today. Ryan Smith says yes. It is a W today. On the road.
The green wave.
The Audubon green wave. Let's go over to Mr. Greener. Mr. Greener, hang a shining star upon the highest bough is from what song?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That was dreamy. That was nice work. Mr. Mr. McPherson.
I got to follow that up?
Yeah.
With nothing.
With nothing. So you get that. But you do get a buzzer.
Kicking myself because, yeah, he's right.
Mr. Greener, you are absolutely correct.
I just watched the
Have yourself
that
a Merry Little Christmas. Okay, to update the scores. The scores, Mr. McPherson, 200 points. Yeah, Mr. Pizik, 180 points. Mr. Greener, 235 points. This is your final Jeopardy question. You can wager all or none of your points.
Okay.
The category is holiday movie trivia. Holiday movie trivia. What I would like you guys to do is simply write down your wager. Here.
So our only choices are everything or nothing?
No. Well, you can wager as much or as little as you like.
Okay,
here you go. I want you to write down. Oh, I almost killed Paul. I almost killed Paul.
Good thing this is radio.
This is for your wager.
Oh, once for the wager.
Once for the wager. Sorry, Paul. Did I clip you? All right, you cannot let them see the wager. It is holiday movie trivia, and we have less than 4 minutes to get this done. Oh, we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, fine. I'm down. I like it. Yeah. We're not going to win anything.
I'm going to go with this one.
True. Whatever. I like our strategy. I'm down. Okay, that's for the wager. Our wager's in.
I'm trying to figure out which holiday movie I should go with here. I'm thinking about going here.
Nah, because Beth knew everything.
Is that too easy?
I knew it was
Dave and I are deliberating
I
which.
Songs. I knew it would be last. I
didn't know songs.
I think we're going to go with that.
I like songs. But
and not many people know that, but I have a feeling that the. It's a good one. Okay, this one I'm going to go with. Okay, holiday movie trivia. Is everybody's. Everybody have their wager in? Everybody's wagers are in? Okay. Holiday movie trivia. We're going off the beaten path. Most of you have probably not seen this, but I'm assuming that the teachers probably have. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that Chris Tran has not seen this film. What item of food does Dan Aykroyd hide under his Santa beard and later eat in the 1983 film Trading Places?
My husband loves this movie.
What item of food does Dan Aykroyd hide under his Santa beard and later eat in the 1983 film Trading Places? Should I give multiple guesses, Mr. Litzis?
No.
The correct answer is no.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's not that, though.
Makes sense. I don't have specific yet.
My defense, I'm born in 1982, by the way.
Specific?
Okay.
I'm more Atlantic.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Mr. McPherson. Let's go to Mr. Pizik. You were trailing 180 points. How many points did you wager?
Well, we wagered 179.
You did 179 points to wager, and your answer?
Well, hold on. Before this movie came in 1983, I was born in 82, so I feel
I've
seen this movie maybe in my life.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, then you have homework to do.
Okay. And we said fruitcake.
Fruitcake. Fruitcake.
That's all I come up with.
Fruitcake is, guess what? It's not right.
I figured it's its own.
You are left with 1 point.
Hey.
Let's go to Mr.
One's better than none.
It is. That is correct. Let's go to Mr. McPherson. Mr. McPherson, your wager, please.
We're guaranteed of at least second place with 195.
195.
We know we at least beat Sapizic.
And you got that going for you. What item of food does Dan Aykroyd hide under Santa beard and later eat in the 1983 film Trading Places?
Our answer was a loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is absolutely incorrect.
I was saying, no, that's not right.
It is incorrect. Dave, if you could cue up a holiday song to take us out, that'd be great. Mr. Greener, $234.99. So he's just making my math difficult.
You invite really math teachers.
And math teachers, you're going to have to help me on this one. All right. Item of food, Dan Aykroyd hide under Santa beard and later eat in the 1983 film Trading Places. Mr. Greener.
Salmon or fish?
Salmon or fish is 150% correct. That is great work out of you. Mr. Greener, Team Greener, takes over and wins this edition of Holiday Trivia on Live Friday. I believe it is.
You were absolutely
right.
Bethany.
It is a piece of salmon. Let's hear from the winning team, Mr. Greener. Let's give it up for Mr. Greener one time. Well done. Well done. Your strategy in this and picking your team here. You have somebody on your team that knows nothing about movies. How did you fare?
I picked by height and just by sheer veracity of knowing nothing.
And it paid off. You finished with 469.99 points.
And so you, yes, thank you.
And that's
I'll take that in the gift card.
Okay, done. I like it. Mr. McPherson, you came in second place with 5 points, only 465 points behind. Again, quick math. How do you feel your number one draft pick, Paul McGrody, played out?
Well, considering two of the categories were Christmas music and we didn't win, I don't think he really panned out as well being a part of the choir as I had anticipated.
But it is his birthday.
It is his birthday.
It was yesterday, but
we're acknowledging it.
We're still.
I love
points.
My squad. My squad.
It was a good squad.
It was a good squad.
We had a good time.
Very good squad. And finally, Miss Apizic. any words of wisdom before we?
I stand by my guys. I don't care if we came in last, even though that makes me. I'm a competitive person. It's right. So I'm not happy. I'm not thrilled.
Well,
but I'm still happy with my choices.
And you should be.
Yes.
Fantastic. I'd like to thank you guys for joining us on Live Friday. Have a great holiday. And thank you for joining us right here on Sterling Radio. Holiday Trivia right here on Sterling Radio.